Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 38, Allie. Snow drifted down outside the window, the chilly air fogging up the corners of it. I shifted in Jace's bed to cuddle closer to him and to steal all his warmth because my feet were frozen.
Get your cold-ass feet off me, Allie.
Jace mumbled into my ear with that groggy morning voice I had missed oh so much. He gently nibbled on my ear, grasped some of my belly fat in his hand, then buried his nose into my hair. I went to push his hand away, but he moved it back almost instantly.
Go back to sleep. It's not even 9 yet.
I sank into the mattress next to him, then snapped my eyes open.
Did you say 9?
I asked, shooting up in the bed.
It's Monday, Jace. We're late for school.
I hurried out of the room to my bedroom, ripping apart my closet to find something to wear.
Oh, God, Mr. Barnes is going to kill me.
A few moments later, Jace leaned against my doorframe in a pair of tight gray briefs, giving me that sinful little smirk and those dangerous brown eyes. He looked me up and down, eyes lingering on my ass. I cut my eyes to him and clenched my jaw.
Get dressed. If you miss school, you can't go to practice tonight. And I need you to drive me there. I've already missed first period. If I miss Barnes's class, he'll slaughter my grade, especially after catching us fucking on his desk.
Instead of getting dressed like I'd politely asked him to do, he sauntered into my room, opened my drawer, and pulled out one of my plaid skirts.
Why don't you wear this and a pair of black stockings?
He asked.
I'm not going to wear it just to satisfy your schoolgirl fantasies, I said, glaring at him, but feeling my lips about to curl up into a smile.
I pointed to my glasses for emphasis.
These glasses aren't an accessory. I need them to see. Not to be your little
slutty schoolgirl,
he asked, finishing my sentence. He stepped closer to me, fingers brushing up my bare thigh and curling around the hem of my underwear.
It doesn't make you all hot and bothered knowing that it'll make me hard the entire day. I'll have to walk around Redwood trying to hide my boner because I can't get you off my mind.
My nipples hardened under Jace's t-shirt, heart racing. I snatched the skirt from him and grumbled to myself that I would never wear this again for him, even though I would wear whatever he asked, as long as we were on good terms like this. Jace Harbor always made me hot and bothered. It was my turn to do the same to him. After pulling on a sweater, that damn plaid skirt, and a pair of thick black stockings, because it was nearly 10 degrees Fahrenheit outside, I slid into Jace's Maserati and rested my backpack on my knees, scrolling through my phone at the tens of messages from Amani, threatening to kill me if I left her alone for the entire day. Halfway into our drive, Jace placed his hand on my knee. I sucked in a sharp breath, staring at how his fingers curled around my thigh like they had so many times before. It was such a weird feeling to let him touch me so freely after 2 years of hating him. Jace noticed my tenseness and pulled his hand away.
Sorry,
he said, sneaking a glance over at me. Snow drifted down from the white sky around us as hot air blew through the vents toward me.
I just missed this.
I'd missed this too. But I didn't know if I was ready to be full-on boyfriend and girlfriend yet. My heart still ached, and the thought of facing the entire student body after last Friday was making me anxious. Jace pulled into the parking lot. Instead of waiting for Jace, I jumped out of the car and hurried toward the building. If I waited for him, he might try to hold my hand or something. And while I had wanted Jace Harbor to be mine again for so long, I had stupidly admitted to all of Redwood that I loved him. Everyone had witnessed him flirt with Nicole and reject me like it was nothing. I didn't want any attention on me today. Maybe in a couple weeks when I was more comfortable with us. But now I just wanted to get through Mr. Barnes's class. I slipped into the building and hurried down the corridor toward my locker. People glanced over at me as I rushed past them, whispering about Friday night. Heat crawled up my neck, and I stared down at the shiny floor and tried hard to make myself small and invisible. Aren't they, like, brother and sister?
Why would Jace Harbor ever date someone like her? She's not even pretty. Does she really think that outfit looks good? I heard he was at Nicole's Saturday night anyway. It's probably just rumors. After telling myself that they didn't know shit about me, I found myself standing in front of my locker, trying to undo the lock with shaky hands. My stomach twisted and turned at their comments about me. I wasn't the prettiest girl that Jace had been with, but I didn't think I was ugly. Heat erupted through my entire body, and I pushed back the tears. It seemed like everything had been so raw these past few days, yet I refused to cry my eyes out in front of all of Redwood Academy. When I finally got my locker open, more books than I owned tumbled out of it and onto the ground around me. Everyone really looked over at me now. I scrambled to pick the books up, not knowing where they had all come from. But some of them weren't books at all, but Playboy and Mayfair magazines and porn DVDs, with the word incest in all of them. My fingers shook as I picked them up and tried to stuff them into my locker before anyone could see. But people were crude as fuck and had already whipped out their phones to start recording the entire mess. Once I got everything into my locker, I glanced up at the damn thick-as-hell 10-inch dildo suction-cupped to the inside of it. I pulled it off with a pop, hitting my hand against the other inside wall of my locker and letting a single tear fall from my eye. Why were people so cruel? Who would fucking do this to me? The first bell rang, and I tried to find my books for Barnes's class in the mess of magazines, DVDs, and now a dildo. I shouldn't have even come to fucking school today. I should have stayed in bed with Jace and enjoyed the entire day with him, drinking hot chocolate and watching the snow fall outside his window. Just as the second bell rang and I found my books, someone slammed my locker closed. I expected Jace to be standing behind it, but it was none other than Carter, the quarterback. And he was staring down at me with a smirk that told me he wanted to do more than just talk.
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products/stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.